This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on Conor McGregor to win by a knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using the code FANRUN in all caps. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Restrictions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
You know, I love Tennessee. I got a lot of orange blood in my body.
And hello, good afternoon, and welcome. Another stellar edition of The Drive underway here on Fan Run Radio. Russell, Barry, Trey back with you on a beautiful Friday afternoon in East Tennessee. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for tuning in to the show this afternoon. We have a humdinger lined up for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Adam Hickman with me this afternoon in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. And I want to start with this. Before we get into our takeaways from the Danny White presser today and all things Tennessee, the news of Hank Aaron's passing this morning really hit me like a ton of bricks, man. And it's strange because I never saw him play. But I guess it's just growing up a Braves fan, Bear, and like watching, you know, TBS always showing those highlights over and over again. And he was such a big part of the Braves and the organization and everything. And by the way, Don Sutton, we lost Don Sutton earlier this week as well, who was not a Brave, but was, if you're a Braves fan.
Oh, we've taken just Tommy Lasorda. I mean, it's been a rough 2 weeks for baseball fans.
Royalty.
Yeah. I'm with you, brother. I'm incredibly sad. He was one of my childhood heroes, but it's almost surreal to me because I think, and I don't think there's really an argument against it. If you look at what all he did, I don't think anybody else in all of sports has dominated their chosen sport the way he dominated baseball. It'll never be matched. It amazes me that people don't understand just how incredible he was.
I think they do.
In my mind, he's the greatest that ever played the game. And there's several of his records that are unbreakable. I mean, there's just no way.
And Trey, I know you, I'm sure, heard Hank Aaron all the time growing up.
Yeah.
Hank Aaron, of course, a Mobile native. Probably the most famous person ever to come out of Mobile, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And, man, he was so good to the community. He gave back so much. I had the opportunity to interview him on many occasions, working down in Mobile and sports radio. And, you know, he was just a really, really good man. And, the Double A team, the Bay Bears down there, they actually did something really cool. They set up a Hank Aaron Plaza. While they were still going, they brought his childhood home. They brought all of that over. So people got to go in there. It's kind of like a museum. And it's hard. Texting with a couple folks back home today. 86 years old, the best. I still think he's the home run king. He'll be deeply missed in the Mobile community.
Hear, hear. Well, always sad when we lose a legend, but we move on to other things here in East Tennessee. And so far, Danny White, as he's introduced over on campus 3 hours ago, getting rave reviews from Big Orange Country Online anyway. I'll be interested to take the pulse of the people here this afternoon. Trey, you were there. What are your takeaways, big takeaways from the Danny White introductory press conference earlier today?
Strong performance. something that Tennessee has been missing. It kind of felt like they got a shot of life into their athletic department today. A young shot of life. I thought he handled it well. I thought he handled the questions pretty darn well. And this is, it's kind of cliche to say this, but it is what it is. Out with the old, in with the new. And when you get somebody like this, of this standard, and somebody that comes in with this reputation, and Tennessee, you know what? You and Bear have mentioned it. I tip my hat to Donnie Plowman and Randy Boyd, because they've now taken care of his $2.5 million buyout at UCF, and they now have also agreed to it. The deal is five-year deal worth $1.8 million, and each year he does have a one-year rollover. So meaning it's always going to be a five-year deal. So Tennessee did really good today. Danny White did really good today. I'll get back to y'all. One of the key things that stood out to me, and what stood out to him about the Tennessee program and taking it, he said the opportunity to build. If there's not an opportunity to build or fight for something, I'm bored to tears. There's a big opportunity here.
Mm. Big opportunity. Bear, your thoughts.
It's impressive. I think at first you could tell he was a little bit nervous. You know, UCF's UCF, but when you step out, that's a pretty bright spotlight when you step out, you know, as the athletic director at Tennessee. So fired up, liked everything he said, like Trey. I really, you know, like the part about it. But the thing that jumped out at me was I think he understands and appreciates the value of the Tennessee brand and how it's been devalued.
Great point. Great point.
And it's something that is maddening to Tennessee fans and, you know, like our listeners and us. We've all talked about it, you know. Like, we all know what Tennessee is supposed to be. We're supposed to be a national powerhouse in football. And as a fan base, I think we've all felt like we should be a big powerhouse in basketball, both men's and women's. But mainly that, I think we finally see a road back to where our brand is restored.
Bear, you said brand, and it was interesting. He goes, his quote was, "I've never worked at the big brand place until now. And I kind of like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit."
Yeah. Well, here's where I'm coming from with all this. I've got an analogy I've been working on the way over this morning, but
let's hear it.
Well, first of all, I won't rain on anybody's parade. I know I was accused of several of y'all said, you were super negative yesterday or whatever. Here's where I'm coming from right now, man. I'm a show me guy. And I know, again, don't want to rain on anybody's parade, but y'all know this is true. As excited and hopeful as Tennessee fans are today, they were just as excited and hopeful when Fulmer took over 3 years ago. And what I said yesterday is the truth. This is nothing for or against Danny White. I don't know. Winning the pressure to me doesn't matter. Show me. Who's he going to hire to coach football? If he makes a good hire, then he's going to be here for a while and he will be celebrated. If he makes a bad hire, he's going to get fired in a couple of years with whoever he hires. You know it. I know it. We all know it. Here's my analogy, Bear, Trey. Tennessee football is like a beautiful old historic home. It's on the list, the historic houses list or whatever, right? It's a beautiful home, lots of history, lots of tradition. But it's old, and it's fallen into disrepair. And we've been hiring these shady contractors to fix it, and they've just been trying to patch it up and all this stuff. But what have I been saying, Bear? You got to gut it. It's too old. You got to go in there and get rid of – you got to pull all the plumbing out, all the electrical. It's got galvanized pipes, all corroded, man. We got to get some copper in there, get some PVC. We got to start. We got to redo the outside. The insulation has to be torn out, thrown away, replaced with new stuff. It needs a new roof. The garage needs some work. We got to crack in the foundation. That thing, you got to get in there with the concrete and stuff. We got to dig this thing out, man. We got to fix this thing from the ground up. And that's what I like about the Danny White hire today is nothing that he said, nothing that the way he looked or the buzzwords or anything. That, you know what I like? I like the fact that he's bringing two of his UCF staffers with him. And they're getting set to clean house over there. And I do hate it for anybody who's about to lose their job, but it needs to happen. We need a rebirth. We need a refreshing. We need a rejuvenation over there. We need to start over. And we have to start over because the NCAA is coming to town. And it's going to be tough. But we're here. It doesn't really matter how we got here because we're here and it has to be fixed. And I like Danny White enough. He looks the part, fits the suit, as they say. Go hire a football coach, man. That's all there is to it. Go hire a football coach. Now you got to set up your administration and everything and upgrade that. But this house has fallen into disrepair, guys. And it's got to be gutted.
That's what these guys are here for. That's what his guys are here for. His second in command is in town right now to handle the administration stuff where he can go out and hire a football coach starting tonight. He's got some duties. They're having a reception for him this afternoon. He's going to talk to the Tennessee football team, talk to the leaders. But then his job is tonight, tomorrow, I wouldn't be surprised if the wife is house shopping and he's on UT's plane.
Well, it's exciting stuff, right? I mean, it's exciting times, and we're all full of hope and optimism. And Lane Kiffin's out there in full campaign mode, calling all the big money boosters, apologizing for everything that happened to. Oh, I was so much younger then. If only I knew then what I know now, I never would have left. Redemption song. All the songs of freedom. He's out there calling everybody up. Bring me back.
But let me ask you this about Lane, Russ. I mean, do you think I can't wrap my brain around it. I mean, do you think he thinks it's going to be that he could see himself being able to win a national championship here, working for White? Or, I mean, he's at Ole Miss.
Well, he didn't say which sport.
I think he likes it here. I think Kiffin likes it. I think he's genuine when he says, yeah, I think he wishes he had never left and everything. I don't know that we should hire him again. I know y'all want to hire him again.
I'm not even saying that. I'm just asking, you really think – I mean, this is not any of the Twitter stuff or, you know, Lane likes to play around.
No, I don't – He's not playing.
He's
no.
Dead serious.
Yeah. Yeah, he's calling – he wouldn't do that again to these people who, like, he's maintained friendships and relationships with for 10 years now. He wouldn't do that to the Haslam family. He wouldn't do that to some of the other folks that he's remained in contact with. I think he's a weird dude and he's nut and he likes to play around. I don't think he's – I mean, that would be, like, sociopathic to do that, to burn those people again just for poops and giggles. I think he wants the job. I know he wants the job. He wants the job. I mean – He's in full campaign mode. And then, I mean, this would be like front page news on any other day, but apparently, according to Austin Price over at VolQuest, Wanye Morris, Henry Toe on the verge of coming back. Who says you can't come back from the portal?
I mean, that's the thing about the portal.
That would be huge, guys.
I'm just letting you guys know, as of 22 minutes ago, Henry Toa Toa and them still in the portal.
Okay.
Just letting you know. 22
minutes ago. Until they, you know, do what Garantano and Shrout did, which is, you know, sign with another school and move on. As long as they're in the portal, they can jump right back out, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You can that's what Schamberger did. Schamberger went in, jumped right back out.
Schamberger needs to jump his ass into class.
I have been told that Wanya Morris has not signed off his paperwork and stuff with Oklahoma.
All right. Well, hopefully those guys will hold on for just a little while until we get a new football coach in here, and then he can re-recruit them, because obviously those guys are all, even Eric Gray for all the flash and everything, Wanya and Henry were probably the best football players as far as potential, and even Henry as far as production. Like, those are two guys that are, if they have good offseason, obviously Henry's a starter no matter what. If Wanya Morrison just get himself in shape and do what he needs to do, I think he's an NFL type left tackle. Let's go to the phones. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Coming up, we're going to visit with a gentleman who does radio down in the Orlando area, Mark Moses, coming up here in just a few minutes. He'll tell us what kind of athletics director Tennessee's getting in Danny White, as he's covered him down there in Florida. Let's start with Jay. Hello, Jay. You're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Good, man. Good. I thought Danny White did a really, really nice job. He's an impressive guy. And I think we're in good hands. And I think Plowman and Boyd and just the whole leadership, it's just, you feel good about it, Russ, but I'm kind of, you know, I'm with you as well, man. I felt good about Fulmer, so I get what you're saying. And White's got a good track record, but let's see it done here, because this is Tennessee, man. Anything can happen. But I had a couple questions. That's you're saying that's not hearsay, that Kiffin really is trying to get the job. Like, that's not just a rumor.
Trey, am I making that up? Lane Kiffin wants to come back.
Yeah, he's talking to everybody he can, talking about Tennessee job. It's not a rumor.
Wow, interesting.
But let me get crazy, like, because I don't think Tennessee's going down that road. That's just my opinion until somebody tells me different. So I mean that in the sense of you're going to have a lot of people that want this job over the next 24 hours.
Yeah. Well, speaking of names then, some of the initial hot boards I've seen, what do y'all think of these, some of the names being thrown around, Sonny Dykes, Scott Satterfield at Louisville, and Tony Elliott. It's just, I've seen some names thrown around by, Pete Thamel and some John Bryce and some other guys that I was thinking, if Fulmer hired one of these guys, this place would burn.
Little underwhelming?
Yeah, it's just like, but then do you, on the other side, he's like, well, Danny White's got a great track record of hiring coaches, but it's just, what do y'all think of some of those names? Because I was thinking, if it was anybody else making that hire, Tennessee fans would be irate.
Oh, it's like Lance Leopold hot board. For Buffalo?
Jay, I try not to dismiss anybody out of hand. That's been my thing. And like most people, I see Tony Elliott, Sonny Dykes. It's like, you're not blown away with name recognition. Mm-hmm. I'd have to be sold on it. And I could see, I could see what the pitch would be for both those coaches and a couple of other guys. And we're going to break down some names more in depth a little bit later on in the show. But what do you think? If he trots Tony Elliott out there, the offensive coordinator from Clemson, would you get on board there?
Russ, I would, probably just because I'm a sheep, but
at least you can admit it, Jay.
If you hire Tony Elliott, or if you hire an OC like that, you got to know a couple things. Number one, is he actually really a good coach and a good play caller, or does he have a bunch of five stars in the ACC and he can just roll the ball out there? Because I think there was some of that with Jeremy Pruitt, don't you think, from his previous stops?
Definitely.
He had five stars at every position. He's not going to have that here.
I think with Tony Elliott, the pitch would be, you hear about him as he's just a really good person, which ain't nobody saying that about Jeremy Pruitt. So could he attract a staff? Would he keep Kevin Steele and bring in Rodney Garner? Would he keep a T. Martin and a Jay Graham on staff? Right. He's an offensive guy. Could he install an up-tempo offense and then just be a good person that generally creates a positive atmosphere and a winning culture that people want to be a part of? I think that goes a long way. Now, you don't want to be too nice. A football coach has got to be a hard ass at a certain level. We don't want Buzz Peterson over here. Oh, man, we can't fire Buzz. He's everybody's friend. Like, so there, and obviously he's never been a head coach. So it's a gamble, but Jay, we got to run, man. I appreciate the phone call. We're going to break down the rest of these candidates as we move along here this afternoon. But first, we pause briefly. Mark Moses of Sports Radio Orlando. When we continue, it is The Drive on Fan Run Radio. Stay with us. Back with more right after this. Welcome back. The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio. Russell Baird, Trey back with you. And we are pleased to be joined right now by Mark Moses of 1560. Come on, Russell. The Fan. Get his frequency right. Trained broadcast professional at work here, Mark. Welcome in. How you doing, sir?
Hey, guys. Don't worry about it. Just make sure my name's Mark when you talk. Don't worry.
Well, I mean, I've had more than the 3 hours of sleep that Danny White claims to be operating on all week, so I don't really have a great excuse, Mark, but we appreciate your time in joining us here. You've covered Danny White in Central Florida, working there in the Orlando area. What kind of athletics director is Tennessee getting in Danny White?
You guys are getting a home run, and it's very sad here in Central Florida that we're losing Danny White. We really are in. I mean, you look at the contract. I know you guys have been hammering this. He was making $1 million annually at a group of five school. That's how much UCF loved the job that he was doing. And, you know, he came here in 2015, and this place was not in good shape with the basketball or football program. And he went and got real coaches. He really did. And Scott Frost was a home run. And even Josh Heupel after that. This guy understands. This is very key, what budget he's working with and what he can get. And he has realistic expectations, but I know you guys were listening to his press conference earlier today. He's hungry. He'll have a vision for you guys, and it's great. And the best way I can describe him, and look, I've worked with him. I'll do events with UCF, and he'll go around the state. And what makes him interesting is he'll have a vision for you guys where it's like, look, here's what we need to do today, tomorrow, next week, a year from now, 5 years from now. And I know he hammered about, you know, look, this is a great brand. We got to get to the next level. And honestly, you guys need help. I know that's hard to hear from an outsider, but your football program is not doing good right now. No, it hasn't been good in a long time. So this is an exciting day.
Mark, it's not hard to hear at all. We are well aware of the struggles. And that was going to be my next question. He comes to a place that, and I'm sure you remember, you know, you're a sports fan. You know what Tennessee used to be. That was a long time ago. And he comes into as a place where, I mean, good Lord, you're running a football coaching search. You want to find a complete buffoon? Like, we have taken that to an art form here in Knoxville, Tennessee. You're talking about an athletics director. I mean, you look at the guys he hired. Forget Central Florida. At Buffalo, he hires Danny Hurley, Lance Leipold, Nate Oates, who's at Alabama, is tearing up the SEC right now. And then, of course, he hires Scott Frost and Josh Heupel at Central Florida. That's got to be – it is reassuring, right? This is a good thing for Tennessee fans, correct?
Here's something he probably won't bring up in front of anyone, but I will say it on your guys' show, is like, look, in 2017, this team came out of nowhere and was killing everyone with Mackenzie Milton as the quarterback, and it's second year of Scott Frost. And then all of a sudden, by October, Nebraska wanted their golden boy back. They wanted him to be the head coach, and look, they're trying to go for a conference championship. And there's this weird scenario there where when they're winning – Frost is going to leave, And he made it official during championship Saturday when they beat Memphis in like double overtime at home, where it's complete chaos, where we don't know where they're going to take on Auburn, right? They won that game. We didn't even know if Scott Frost was going to coach the team. Danny White stepped up and said, all right, you coach the team. And then while that's going on, he went out and hired Josh Heupel. He's doing all of that in the span of a couple weeks. So don't worry. He's used to, like, you know, where it's a little out of hand there. He'll be ready for you guys.
So he can come in with a cool head amongst chaos, because we are a battered fan base right now, Mark. I mean, it is just the psyche here in Knoxville, it is damaged. And I see a guy up there today who projects confidence, who knows what he's doing. Not his first rodeo. He's fully aware of the challenge at hand. And not only is it like, okay, I can handle this, it seems, Mark, like he embraces it.
I was on a radio show this morning in the state of Tennessee, okay? And I was asked the question, and I love these guys. You know, oh, what type of coach should we bring in? You know, hey, what about the Lane Train? And I'm like, look, let's have an adult conversation right now, all right? You're not getting a big-time name, right? You're not. But that's okay. Go get a hungry guy. Get a new generation of guys. Stop thinking in the past it hasn't worked for you. Go get someone who's in their early 30s, who could maybe be a Lincoln Riley type character. You got to get someone who wants to be there for the next 10 years. All right. That's what you got to do. You know, when I cover the Gators, and I do that every single year, remember, Scott Strickland, the AD, he wanted Chip Kelly. He went up to New Hampshire, offered it to him, and he said no. And there were rumblings he wanted Scott Frost. He said no. The Gators went with the third choice, Dan Mullen, the third choice. And now the Gators are back on track. Did they win the conference? No, because they ran into, as you know, the Alabama train. But they're in the right direction. You got to bring in someone who's hungry. Make sure you give them time. This is a project now. It's going to take 2 or 3 years. It is. But if you guys are patient and do it right, I think it'd be great for the East Division if you guys come back and have a real football team again.
Mark Moses, 1560, The Fan, in Orlando with us this afternoon on The Drive. And Mark, are you surprised that he took this job given not only the state of the football program, but an impending NCAA investigation? I think I read where USC, he was up for the job at Southern Cal, and Georgia kicked the tires on him here recently too. And it doesn't seem like he's pursued other jobs. Are you surprised that he chose this time to bolt?
It kind of feels like, you know, maybe he did everything he could here. There wasn't much else he can do. You know what I mean? And look, we all do that in our career, where we get to that point where, you know, what else is out there? What's the next challenge? But look, I just want him to know he's a good dude. Good luck. And what's funny about it, kind of shocking, is, you know, he's really been the voice for the Group of Five. Like, why don't we get a shot at a national championship for college football? Why don't we get the respect that everyone else does? And now it's like he's joining. It's kind of like, what's going to be fun is, you know, it's like with the Tampa Bay Rays, where their old GM Friedman, remember, he had no budget whatsoever and turned the Rays into contender. And then the LA Dodgers call him up and say, hey, be our general manager. You go from driving the 87 Honda Civic to a brand new Cadillac. That's what I feel like's happening right now. Even though UCF has great facilities, but you're joining the best conference of college football now, the SEC. This is it. So the thing I tell you, though, is it's very key with every athletic director. You get to hire your football coach and your basketball coach. That's always been my rule. You guys are great at men's basketball, but always think about that when you bring in a new AD.
Trey?
That's a good point. Mark, what up, buddy? It's Trey. Thank you so much for joining us. We got you for a couple more minutes. And look, you've got to experience the craziness down there at the Bounce House, how he's turned it around from a fan experience-wise. He's engaged the fans down there. What can Tennessee fans expect from Danny White? Because they've been dealing with Phil LaForma for the last couple of years, and he just wants to make appearances. What do you think fans get with Danny White?
You know, a vision. Here's the strategy. Remember, he's the one that came up with, we're the national champions. He said it to a camera in the fourth quarter of the Peach Bowl as they're beating Auburn. Yeah. Look at the camera and said, we're the national champions. And everyone makes fun of UCF, but you know what? Everyone knows who UCF is now. I mean, your guys' program, it's one of those things where, hey, everyone in Knoxville and around the state of Tennessee knows about the Vols. You guys are the show in that state. But nationally, you don't have that recognition like you used to. Peyton Manning was a decade, two decades, three decades ago. That's what's going to be interesting, where he'll have that vision of, hey, where do we need to go? And it's one of those moments of, hey, what is Tennessee football? What is Tennessee basketball? What is it? What do we want to be known for? That's what he'll work on moving forward. I know, like, I'm sounding like I'm doing his best man speech here, but I'm trying to get you guys hyped for what's coming to town now.
No, I can tell. I mean, I can tell. Me and you've had conversations, you know, in the past where you've attended games and you've been around these press conferences and you know what to expect. And that's why I like the hire of Danny White, just from that perspective in general. When you look at his administration, whatnot, and the people behind him, sounds like he's going to bring a couple guys from UCF with him up here. Do you expect out with the old, in with the new type scenario up here, and them trying to bring life to this program, athletic department?
I feel like, you know, I've lived all over the country for radio and TV. I feel like you got to respect the tradition of what makes your brand great, but then you got to inject some new blood into it as well. I think there has to be a balance there. And I know that's a hard answer to tell, but like you got to do a little bit of both. And I think he's going to do that as well. I hope that makes sense for you guys.
No, it does. Hey, last question, buddy. And I so appreciate you joining us. We've seen UCF with their offense and how they put together a team. Now, you know, he comes into the SEC and he's going to try to put that together here. I know you touched on it a bit earlier, but when you look at Danny White and the guys that he's hired, what kind of offense are we talking about that he likes?
Well, here's the first thing. He has a track record of getting good people, like good human beings. That's the number one thing. Especially I looked at in college athletics, people that want to like do the right thing, get guys in the right direction. That's the number one thing you got to look for in a coach, and winning helps. That's going to be the question. Could you bring that sexiness to the SEC? I mean, look, Bama's doing it. Florida's doing it. But can you bring it to Tennessee? That's going to be the question, Trey. And I know you're going to be working like crazy on that. And like I said before, you know what's like kind of funny?
I don't want to talk about it. I know.
Okay. Yeah. My thing is like, okay, what type of coach are you looking for? You know what I mean? You know, I think of like a Josh Heupel type character. I'm not saying him, but like, hey, well, maybe you guys need someone where, hey, they're a top assistant, offensive guy. I could tell you guys want offense. I'm not stupid. Like, I get it. And then, you know, maybe you get a guy who understands the Southeast and, you know, you're kind of like a Josh Heupel where it's like, look, he's been a head coach for 1 or 2 years and then makes the jump. I think you guys are going to get it right. I hate what Auburn did where you took someone from Boise State. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I think you guys are going to do this right moving forward.
Great
so
stuff.
So it's either going to be Lane Kiffin or Jeff Levy.
Jeff Levy. Hey, I told you, Jeff Levy, he was the, you know, pretty much offensive coordinator with Scott Frost. That's a good dude. He loves wrestling. Yeah, you guys would like him.
Okay. I'm making a little note here. Jeff Levy. I'll come back to that. Mark Moses, 1560 The Fan in the Sunshine State. Mark, thanks so much for jumping on with us. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, guys, hey, stay safe. And every time I come on, I want the Jackass theme. I love that. Thank you.
Okay. Noted. Yeah. All right, we will make a note of that. Thank you, Mark Moses. Making his presence felt, ladies and gentlemen, at Mark Moses Show on Twitter. If you want to follow him, he appears as all fan-run guests do via the G3 Help Me Hotline. If you or a loved one is injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. You can visit them online at g3helpme.com or call 865-558-8030. g3helpme.com. Stay with us. More of your phone calls coming up right here on Fan Run Radio. All right, back here on The Drive, it's Fan Run Radio. Mark Moses of The Fan in Orlando. Bear, what did you learn?
What I learned, it just confirmed what I, you know, read about. Dad, you've got me. I can't remember his first name. Kevin's his dad, Mike's his brother.
Danny.
Danny White, he is incredibly well thought of.
And they love him down there.
Yeah. And that's I think that's why people are excited up here more than anything.
We took somebody away. We got somebody it's not like we're just giving somebody a chance. We went out there and got somebody that was established, comfortable where they were, well thought of, and we went down there and took him.
Yeah. And it says a lot. We took him even though, we're a three-ring circus.
Yep.
And a total nuclear meltdown.
Yep.
And a dumpster fire all rolled up into one right now. And this guy, we were still able to go in there. And that's what I was trying to say yesterday. And I apologize if I was rude to you yesterday, Russ.
What?
My first on-air apology.
Wait, what's...
But basically, that's what I was saying.
What just happened?
Is that...
Am I dreaming?
We're in uncharted territory for Tennessee. The last time they went out and made a hire like this was Johnny Majors. And it's just funny to me.
I realize you buttered me up a little bit with the first ever apology, like 5 years of having known you on air, and I'm a little stunned. But I'm not going to let that pass. Let's pump the brakes on the Johnny Majors comparison, okay?
I'm comparing the level of hire. When's the last time that we went out and got somebody that was comfortable and highly successful and when our program was in the toilet? It's also coincidentally the last time we trusted, a Bammer with our head coaching position.
All right. Let's go to the phones. 865-546-8200.
Pump the brakes. I'll take back my apology, Russ.
You can't. It's already out there.
But it is cool. I feel bad for him in a way, but another I don't.
Oh, I don't feel bad for him. I mean, I'm grateful. Thank you for developing this guy and being a part. It's all about this football hire, man. What he is, and I'm sure he's got to know this, but what he's doing, the work he's doing right now, and I hope he gets some sleep, man, because he doesn't need to make a panicked, rushed hire as we've made. So, he needs to take his time and calm down here. But the work he's doing right now, this coaching search, this decision that he's – and I'm sure it's not a unilateral decision, all right? I'm sure that Plowman, Boyd, Peyton, and Compton, and several other – the Haslam family will – I'm sure people will have their input, and this will be a decision with several different voices factoring into it. But whatever that decision is will define his career. I'm glad the Lance Leipold hire worked out and you found – Bobby Hurley and you've got and Scott Frost and all that stuff. That's fine, but the hire he's making right now it's the biggest thing he's ever done. Not to put any pressure on you, Danny. Good luck. let's get TK in here. TK, you're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Russ. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
You know, I'm with you. Let's pump the brakes on praising somebody who ain't even done nothing here yet.
Well, I did, let's put the wind in his sails. Go forth and prosper, my son. By the way, this dude's my age. He's making 1.8 mil. What the hell am I doing here? The bear and trait. No offense, guys. Love you. Made a serious vocational error somewhere along the way, TK. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, please tell me after us coming out and saying that we're going to pay $7 or $8 million for a proven head coach, that we're not going to go talk to Tony Elliott and the Buffalo coach.
Well, it's an interesting thing, Trey, what Mark Moses was just telling us. He threw a little bit of cold water on the selection when he said, listen, you're not going to get a big-name coach. He might be right, man. We might need to come to terms with that, TK. We might be fishing from the pool. And I understand Sonny Dykes, that's got retread written all over it.
Hell no.
But we might need to adjust our expectation. What he was saying, go find yourself the next Josh Heupel. Go find yourself the next Lincoln Riley. find a guy who's in his 30s and build him up, that might kind of point towards Tony Elliott. And we might have to be prepared for that.
Well, I'll never be able to accept that as long as Lane Kiffin is begging to come back.
You'll never be able to accept that. Come on, TK. Come on. Put Lane out of your mind. Look, if they go with Lane, great. But you need to stop. Like, we're not in a position to demand Lane Kiffin. I mean, come on. We're going through an NCAA investigation, and you're going to want to hire a guy who's already had an NCAA passed at your school. It's not like, oh, he had a violation 20 years ago when he was at USC Upstate. No, he was here before, and he left you on NCAA probation. That happened. It cannot be expunged from the record, okay?
Okay, but let's play devil's advocate. Tell me any difference between Jeremy Pruitt and Elliott.
Tony Elliott is a self-made man who came up from nothing in a terrible part of Los Angeles, fought his way through the coaching ranks. You cannot find anybody that will say a bad word about the guy. I've talked to several people today who know him and have said he is a wonderful human being.
Hang on, Russ.
Okay.
You're on the record for saying you don't give a damn about
You asked me the difference, and I'm telling you, remember what we heard about Jeremy Pruitt when he came? We didn't want to hear it. Aaron Murray tried to tell us. And his stories about him, run-ins with Mark Richt. He only lasted 1 year at Florida State. Like, people tried to tell us. People tried to warn it. We didn't want to hear it. I can't find anybody to say anything about that like Tony Elliott. And I'm not endorsing him for the hire. I'm not saying he's the next Saban. Not saying any of that. I just say you asked me the question, TK. That's the difference.
The only thing that rubs me raw, I guess, is if you're Boyd and you're going to go out in the public and say that you're not going to hire a dude who's got to learn on the job and then go get a guy who's got to learn on the job, that's just stupid.
Mm. What do you think, Bear, Trey, Tony Elliott? Kick the tires there?
I mean, if he doesn't get, I would have him on my list as more of a, maybe not a fallback, but I mean, I'm interested to see if they're really serious about going after, I mean, because what they've said is they want to go after somebody with head coaching experience.
Yeah, yeah, that's, obviously he doesn't
have that. That's what I'm going off of, just what they've said.
Sure.
And so far, you know, Plowman and Boyd, when they say something, they seem to follow through on it.
Trey, so, I've heard from several people today in the coaching athletics orbit who rave reviews about Tony Elliott. Think he's incredible. Have you heard any of this?
I've been told the same. And he runs a good offensive scheme, and he's well liked by the staff. He's well liked by his players, and he's respected in the industry. You know, but again, my biggest thing is I don't want Tennessee to let somebody come in and try to be a first year CEO. I think you're asking for trouble if you don't have somebody that's already done it before and has a plan.
I think that's the number one concern, obviously, with Tony Elliott. TK, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. Let's work one more in here before the top of the hour. Jeff is in Seymour. Hello, Jeff. Jeff, you there?
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, what's up?
You know, in my line of work, I take care of foreclosed homes and for banks, and they've been abandoned for a while. A lot of times they're full of mold. So what I'll do is I'll go in there. Are you there?
Yeah, hold on. See if we can't put them all on. Hey, Adam, turn off the pot on the board, please. Thank you. I think he's about to come with the fixer-upper analogy. And we're a little more than a fixer-upper right now at Tennessee. I mean, it has to be gutted, is my position. It has to be absolutely start over from scratch. tear out all the moldy insulation, all the rotting boards and everything. There's termite damage in there. Got to get some Centricon up in here, a little Apex pest control. Got to get rid of the plumbing, galvanized pipe. It's corroded. It's leaky. It's all over the ceiling and everything. It's disgusting, man. Tear out the drywall. Tear out new electrical. We need outlets. Need new energy in there. More amps. More wattage. This thing's broke down. Got to start over. Absolutely have to start over. And I think that's what Tennessee did today, which is a very encouraging sign. Portions of our show today brought to you by Logo Solutions. If your business, brand, or organization needs great products to help promote itself, Logo Solutions is the place to go. Visit their website, logosolutionsinc.com, and shop from over a million customizable products, including apparel, headwear, promotional products, signs, banners, business cards, and more. They've got it all. If you've got a logo, they've got a solution. Start shopping today at logosolutionsinc.com or call RB at 865-966-3434, and he'll hook it up for you with a free consultation and a free quote. Again, RB's number is 865-966-3434. Logo Solutions, right product, right price, right on time. You ready to try this again, Adam?
Well, I see what the problem is, but getting to a solution right now is not going as planned.
Oh.
I sent you a text, Bear.
And I guess I'll just talk to Bear and Trey for a minute or two. Gentlemen, it's going to be interesting to see where this guy heads. It sounds like, just listening between the lines, that he's already got a plan. And
he's got a plan.
Yeah,
I promise you, once he was officially done Wednesday night in Orlando with Dondi and Randy, and he knew he was taking the job, his plan started in motion.
Well, and he's a guy that's going to be, if he hires the football coach as fast as they hired him, we could have our new coach when we take to the airwaves Monday.
Yeah, my over-under is by Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, I would tend to think it takes a little bit longer, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, hey, we're an hour in, Trey. who's your guy? You promised yesterday.
Oh, they want the Oracle to make his prediction.
I'm not. We still have 2 hours left in the show, Bear. Isn't that how you do it, buddy?
Wow. Wow, that was...
Ooh, what a twist.
You just sidestepped Bear's question about as good as Dondi Plowman sidestepped yours earlier today,
yes.
Trey.
She did good today. She did good today. That was really... That was smart by her. Because I've been told that the cleaning house stuff just doesn't have to do with the administration. Some coaches are about to get fat buyouts and they're about to be gone too.
Yeah, Trey's got some more nugs that he's going to share. We got Trey nugs coming up. Plus, I've got a guy that I did some research on last night because we do our research here on The Drive.
We do our research. Have you done your research?
That I would not be disappointed at all if they trot him out there sometime in the next couple of days. I'll tell you who it is, and I will give you my thoughts coming up here in just a minute. All right, we're going to get this phone thing straightened out. Then we'll get Adam in here at the top four. A lot to get to. Stay with us. It is The Drive on Fan Run Radio.